it wouldn't be feasible to put Trump Tower.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, so that's part of the task.
For somebody with enough money. I mean, it's kind
of. Well, again, but you got to. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't mean that there aren't outliers, as there are in everything.
Yeah.
You know, there's always outliers.
But
you got to look at the market overall as what the market would do.
I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
I don't. When somebody says highest best use, it just doesn't. The tract in the middle of Bradleyville isn't where you're going to put the brand new professional baseball stadium. You know,
right.
Once we get a team.
Yeah.
You know, it just. You have to look at the surrounding area. But on that appraiser's end of it, like you were talking about, if the property doesn't have ag production, is the fallback always it's residential when you're doing the appraisal? Because,
that's,
in other words, if you have a timber piece of property, aren't appraisers going doing the fallback, even if it's out in the middle of nowhere with no amenities around?
Right. I mean, it's going to fall back into, you know, a lot of times we run into this problem, and, you know, it's a recreation. I mean, it's a recreation.
Most of the people use it for hunting.
Yeah, hunting. And some enjoy the conservationist nature, and they want to preserve it. And this is, so there's those kind of elements. So that's where a lot of it falls, because, you know, you'll get out here in some of these places, and, you know, you won't see a real residence for, you know, a mile. And what you do see, you won't see any huge trend of residences being constructed. So I wouldn't say that it falls back into the residential as the kind of the cat. I mean, there's kind of, from the market's perspective, there's another, the recreational aspect catches it.
When you're looking at it as an appraiser, and you've got a tract of land where the surrounding properties are like residential is growing up around them, at some point that ag land, you know, I don't know who makes that determination, I suppose, I guess it's us, flips.
Yes, you're right.
Residential.
You're right.
At some point, it's going to flip because its best use, given all the other things that have come around it, becomes potentially residential.
Right. And there's always market reasons why sometimes those properties don't sell. Most of them are something called capital gains tax. Particularly if it's been held for a long time, the older generation will tend to defer and say, well, you know, I don't want to do that because, you know, slap a big tax. So then once the generation change occurs, you'll see the transfers then happen to its highest and best use. And yes, I mean that, and that's where you get into the highest and best use. I mean, there's a point there where it goes the other way, no doubt.
Well, and that's somewhat of what I'm struggling with, because I talked to some appraisers from the State Tax Commission. They said, well, if it doesn't have any production, then it's got to be residential. Well, that doesn't make any sense out of the middle.
Right.
I mean,
he has provided evidence that it's producing carbon credits, so now he's commercial.
Well in lieu of production, we don't, yeah.
Commercial. Carbon credits.
We get that, but, I mean, like I said, a farm and a timbering operation is profitable, too. That doesn't make them commercial. Still gives them an ag classification. I'm not saying I agree with you yet, but I do understand the argument.
And I think that, the challenge with this is, and I suspect some of this came from the State Tax Commission, quite frankly. Maybe it didn't.
Commission has ordered a bunch of counties to get their
claims
up.
So I don't think it's been well thought out in that, you know, you can have a timbering that you would do selective harvesting. In my view, the market norm on heavily timbered tracts. But that, again, that may not happen for a decade. And where does that fit into the, you know, I think it has to be considered.
Should that property be ag at fair market value, or should that property be ag at the timber subsidy rating, is kind of where we're looking.
Well, there's a reason the State Tax Commission had a timber classification.
Sure, if you timbered it. But if you
I guess my question then becomes, what constitutes timbering? In the market, I would argue, you know, it's not going to happen every year.
But that's
it may not happen every 5 years, but it's still going to happen.
So when do you measure?
Those trees are still growing.
Yeah. When do you measure it?
It's the equivalent of, you know, I put in a corn crop.
I'm going to let you comment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm not saying right at the moment.
When I checked with the state for what we were sending that letter out, the one that says urgent, right, and I was telling people what it was about, the timber portion, I was told that that's what I need to show, because this has been litigated many times in the state, and they do have a way of checking this.
That's some of the stuff I'm going to have to go look at. But from my standpoint, I'm talking through, because you mentioned that you have been an appraiser for a long time. I was just curious as to what they did, because I know I've seen some case law where, you know, you've got that track in the middle of a subdivision that you can't build on for because it's got water and
sinkholes,
steep, and whatever it's got.
Oh, yeah.
And is that classified as residential, or can they keep it ag? And I've at least there was a case that we found that put it with ag.
Yeah.
Okay. And if it can be ag in that circumstance, then I think that the question becomes, if it's ag, I mean, to me, if it's ag, do you have to give it that classification? Because when they classify something as ag, they go in there and put some classification under those eight classifications on it. Or you just say, none of these apply, it's fair market value.
Yeah.
And if it's fair market value, then the appraiser, some of the appraisers would say, well, that makes it residential.
Right, which I don't. I would not conclude that.
Yeah.
Okay. That those two things don't go together.
And you got to remember, we're working in a regulatory environment that was set up constitutionally, and, you know, these classes come from, they're in the Constitution is where that's derived from, and they don't necessarily meet, you know, what's going on now,
right.
You know, and so it's kind of a tough topic because you're trying to blend something that was created a long time ago, classification-wise, to maybe some a market aspect that doesn't exist, not consistent, and furthermore, a lot of these values are predicated on the idea you are getting the ag production value. So, you know, what's that going to do in the market? You know what it's going to do. So it's a tough one. I'm not – I don't have all the answers. So.
I'm going to make a motion as to yours. I think I want to put it on that day that I am going to be here now, which is the 30th in the morning, if that's agreeable, on the Wednesday. Is that okay with you? You do not have to be here. We can call you, but you're welcome to if you
want
to.
I mean,
it's up to you. It's next Wednesday morning. Are you available for call if we needed to?
Let's see. Next Wednesday, I am available. Yes.
All right. I'm going to make a motion. We table BOE 542, 544, 545, 547, 548, 549, 550, 551, 552, 553, 554, 555, 556, 567, 558, 561, 562, 564, 566, 572, 573, and 575 until Wednesday, July 30th at 9 a.m.
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We're kind of like the cable company. If you're not going to be here, we'll call you at some point during that morning. I just don't know when yet, because we're trying to get through, with any luck, you may be the only one we got on the docket that day. I just don't know. We'll see what we can get through. But thank you, Counselor.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good one.
Yep.
Anybody, if we have anything else that we haven't attended to on these? I think we've gotten through all of them, haven't we?
Yeah, I think we have.
All right. So as to BOE, will be in recess till Monday at 1 o'clock. All right. I want to take a comment.